Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess. I'm Bob Popper with Senior VP of Communications Pat Hanlon. We've got Fuch, Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, as the Giants get ready to go to Seattle. And, Pat, you ready to pick up the spirits a little bit?
You do your job. I do my job. Those 11 guys on the field, just do your job.
Well, that's the,
Here we go.
What do you got, Fuch, this week?
You know what? Very few times can I say the last game was a total team effort. You got the players on offense and defense, obviously on special teams, and the coaching staff all contributing to another loss. And you know what, Paul? Eventually this team is going to wake up one day and say, we're tired of this, and we're going to do something about it, because it was a total team effort. Your thoughts?
Facts. Give me the facts.
I definitely see some guys there who were not at fault, but okay, let's it was a team effort. Look, this season doesn't have to spiral out of control as much as it is right now. The injuries are awful. There's all these things. But the Giants have to get their heads out of their you-know-what in some of the plays they're making. That's all there is to it.
And forget
or not making.
Making and not making. I mean, the Colts game, seeing them give up a gift touchdown, I mean, it was 3-0 at the time. This wasn't a 40-10. Was inexcusable, embarrassing on national TV, and should never happen.
Look,
it should never happen.
This isn't a difficult game here, Mr. Hanlon.
Well, it is a difficult game.
I'm asking
game.
For three things on Sunday. I'm asking for tackling, I'm asking for covering, and I'm asking for blocking. Let's get those three things straight. When the ball is in the air, okay, and you are a defensive back, you can't get beat to a 50-50 ball. He's not the defensive back, the wide receiver caught it. Hilt, T.Y. He's the receiver. He went up and stole the ball. Should never happen, Bobby. Should never happen.
You left something out of that.
Go ahead.
How about
catch
receiving? Right.
How about catch the ball when it's thrown to you?
Well, that's... You're right.
That's not above the X's and O's.
There you go.
We're not even getting to the above the X's and O's place.
Right.
How about...
Because those
have to play perfect football based on what they're dealing with.
You know
right
what's strange? There was a problem with drops early in the season.
Right.
And then it kind of went away. And then it came back out of nowhere in this game. You know, the offensive line was bad. Then they were good for a few games, and then they regressed. I mean, it's amazing.
It sounds like an inconsistent
football team. This team does not know. They patch a hole, and then it opens up again with the same players. I mean, Reuben Randall has done a decent job of catching the ball, then in this game he doesn't know how to. Preston Parker had done some nice things filling in, and then he looks like he shouldn't be in the league with the game he played. So I can see the coaching staff saying, okay, we can lean on this, this, and this, and then they get in the game, and this goes nowhere. I mean, it's really baffling. They can't figure anything out consistently to work from game to game.
Even within the game.
Yeah.
Within the game, you're talking about from game to game. Within the game, you've got the defense playing against a pretty good game in the
first half,
right?
Exactly.
Right, and the offense is struggling.
Third and out,
and the offense is struggling.
Three and
then
three.
The offense finally gets going, and you need that big stop, and we don't get it.
Which is what happened in the Dallas game.
Right.
Look, the Giants were down by 7. With 5.5 minutes to go, and they needed a stop.
Yes.
And the same thing. I mean, that game could have been a lot worse than 16-3 at the half.
No question.
But that defense played lights out football.
Yes.
You're making them settle for field goals instead of touchdowns.
Right.
So when you do that to Andrew Luck, he's going to move the ball. You know, he's going to throw for 350 to 400 yards every game. It's just the way they operate. They throw the ball all the time. He had 31 passes in the first half.
Look at all the players.
They had five rushes.
Look at all the options.
On the sideline, I'm saying to myself, they haven't even run the ball.
No.
The next day, I look, five rushes.
But look at the options. I mean, you know, Bradshaw, okay, well, I'm not going to throw it to Bradshaw. I'll throw it to Wayne, or I'll throw it to T.Y. I mean, I'll throw it to the tight end. I mean, it was like guys stepping up, making plays. Now, look, I don't want to use injuries as an excuse, but it could be as simple as this guy, Rashard Jennings, was a guy who moved the chains for the Giants, kept your defense off the field, kept them fresh. And they just haven't been able to replace it. He did for the Giants
what Bradshaw used to do to the Giants. Because Bradshaw's last couple of years,
no doubt,
it wasn't the same offensive line plowing people.
Right.
How many times did we see Bradshaw
run left?
And then
right.
earlier this year, Jennings take a run that looked like it was 2 yards, And suddenly it became
and
Fox.
And watching Bradshaw this week, it reminded me of that.
And Jennings gave me that.
Moves the chains for you, and they don't have that guy right
he
now.
He was the signing I liked the best of all the signings in the offseason. And, you know, he looked great, but you have to have a replacement. And you know, we all loved Andre Williams and what we thought he could do.
Right.
He's just not ready to be a starting running back right now. I'm not damning him. He'll never be a good player. Right now,
he's not. You can't always have that. You have to have a replacement. But no, you can't. Sometimes you can't replace the guy like that.
You know, but you look throughout the league. You know, rookies are one position. You're running back, you can come in and play pretty quickly. And throughout the league, when a guy goes down, some rookie comes in and plays pretty well. Now, he might have better blocking.
You got to help him.
You do have to help him. But yeah. It's a terrible marriage of a guy who's not patient enough and a line that's not opening up anything. You know, that's where you have, you know, 1 yard, 1 yard, minus one.
And now they got to go out to Seattle where, you know, obviously they're not the Super Bowl champs, but it's a very difficult place.
Well, they are the Super Bowl champs.
They're not playing like the Super Bowl champs. Playing like the Super Bowl champs.
They didn't take that away from them.
Well,
did they, or anything?
If you saw them play against Oakland, you saw them play the last couple games, they're not playing like the Seattle Seahawks. But? You know, against the Giants, teams seem to have a tendency to put things together.
Thank goodness for Odell Beckham.
Good point.
Mr. Excitement.
Prediction?
Odell Beckham, 2 touchdowns this week, but the Giants fall short, 31-17.
I'll take the under on the Odell Beckham touchdowns. I think the Giants will lose. I think it's going to be hard for them to score 17 points. So I think we're looking at a 27-10, 27-13, something like that. I just don't see it being a close game in the fourth quarter.
All right, Pat.
Despite what Paul Schwartz thinks, we will go to Seattle.
We'll get on the plane.
And we will play our rear ends off.
Total team effort this week.
As long as Tom Coughlin's a coach, you got no issues with that, because that's one thing for certain. All right, guys, we appreciate the time. Do it again next week. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, thanks for watching this edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess here on Giants.com.